Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is Cindy Bentley. Welcome to the show. I'm here in London, England with Mike Booth, and we're talking about being is enough today. I'm hoping that each of you that are listening, and last week we had listeners from all over the world, which was really nice. I'm hoping that those of you who are listening who have questions or would like to have a checkup or anything, if you just call in, that's fine. We've got plenty of time here, and you can ask Mike a question or you can ask me a question. Thank you for listening. It's been a very busy week for us. Mike's going to Mexico City this week to do a presentation and teaching. And I've been here in England. I've been here almost 2 weeks now. I'm maybe going home tomorrow in the morning. So I want to thank you for all your support and for being here listening. We want to talk about being is enough, because I've had so many people come to me and ask me, what do they need to do? What do they need to protect themselves? What do they need to serve? How do they? And it's all about knowing that we are enough in every moment without having to do or be anything more than what we are. And I'm going to let Mike talk about this some too. Because we talked about, him and I talked about this at dinner tonight, about how, for one thing, time is a constraint. It constrains us to doing things. We got to do something at this time and that time. And in actuality, time is not real. And so we will be more into the new earth, which is just being who we are. And in being who we are, we're connecting into the deep part of our soul, and the mission and the contracts that our soul have for this lifetime. So I'm going to let Mike talk about it for just a little bit.
So you just think about color for a minute. Mm-hmm. Just allow yourself to think about blue, for example. It's what we call the primary. We have certain things in Orosoma which really directly relate to that blue. The blue pomander, the sapphire blue pomander, the quintessence of El Morya. These are kind of reflections of that blue. When it is that we absorb that blue energy in our thinking body, in our mental body, in our feeling body, then it immediately refers us to being. It's like, think of that sky that's always there behind all of the clouds of emotions, the clouds of thoughts. Think of that blue sky that's always there, no matter how big the clouds, no matter how heavy they are, they're all going to pass, whether that's thoughts or emotions. Behind all of that is always that blue sky, the blue sky which gives us that deep sense of peace, that deep sense of our being. Being beyond whatever it is that we're thinking, being beyond all that is the emotional content of the mind. In fact, being is really beyond the mind. It's really what it is that when we really let ourselves be what we are, then we come to. As Cindy said, you know, that's a real challenge for many, many people, including myself. You know, to actually let myself be, to drop the masks of who it is that I believe myself to be, and just to allow, to relax with it, to be able to come to that blueness that's beyond the thinking, beyond the feeling, and allow being to come to be. We also have an association or a stigma, which is one that I think is beautiful. It's something that comes from the innovator, the creator of Orosoma. And it's to do with when we let go in the little will, the yellow, the solar plexus, when we let go of the fears, when we let go of the anxieties, when we let go into another space, then maybe there's the opportunity for that higher will to come in. What is asked of us rather than what we would naturally do of ourselves. And that's really what the blue is. It's really that higher will. What is asked of us rather than what we would do of ourselves. So when we let ourselves be what it is that we are, when we really go into that, then automatically, as though it is that we're offering ourselves to be used in service, so it is that then something else comes through us. Something else allows us that opportunity to be what it is that we are.
Question. So this is a question I want to ask Mike about the ego. Is the ego more of the mental? That's not being.
No.
Ego is not about being.
Yeah, I think that ego is another constraint. It's another constraint in relation to being.
Right.
You know, what happens when people get identified with their thoughts or their feelings?
What they should be.
Then what happens is they step into what we call ego.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think that somebody who really begins to move towards letting themselves be what it is they are, they drop that egoic self.
Mm-hmm.
Because implicitly what it is that happens is, as soon as it is you approach that peace, that love which being is, so it is that ego is transcended.
So I've always thought that with ego, that's us judging ourselves, that things we ought to be or we should be or we have to be.
The oughts and shoulds.
And then also in judging ourselves with the ego, we're comparing, we've got to be more of this, or I think the ego is delusional at times too, very much so. So we have to drop all the constraints in order to be exactly what we are.
From a Soma perspective, mm-hmm. the contraction within the self is to do with the yellow. So, you know, the things that you've just described, that self-judgment,
mm-hmm.
what it is that happens in relation to, you know, when it is that we're sitting on our own shoulder, watching what it is that we're doing and criticizing rather than allowing, that's really a yellow phenomenon. It's based, fear-based. And obviously, there's a high sense of identification that comes with fear. It's like a very strong sensation. So it's in a sense seductive because we're sensation-based beings. To come to more peace, to come to more allowance, to come to more being, then we have to drop those fears. We have to drop those judgments. Mm-hmm. We have to drop that self-criticism and allow ourselves to be what it is that we are.
And not compare. The big thing is, especially with the media and the propaganda that in America that we have, is that we're comparing ourselves to other people of what we think this is what we should be. If we were talking about it, even in spiritual people, they're comparing and they're forcing themselves to be something they're not because they think they have this false identity that they feel like they need to be. In being, we have to know in every moment that we are divine. We're all divine, but at different pieces of divinity, because every DNA and every energy is different. None of us are actually the same. So in being, we're allowing the true identity of who we are to step forward. And so we can connect in our soul, our puzzle piece of what is, and be and do exactly what we came here to do, which can't happen, like Mike said, when we're constraining, we have constraints that are blocking that.
Absolutely. And another thing that came up, as we were speaking earlier on, is how it is that people don't take responsibility in relation to what it is they say, and they attribute some of what it is that wishes to be expressed through them to someone else or to some entity or to some being. This, to me, and I think Cindy agreed, this is very much to do with that false sense of identity, that false sense of not taking responsibility for oneself, or what it is that comes in effect through us when we begin to step towards being.
Mm-hmm. I read a channel piece from the Rainbow Scribe recently from Lady Nada. And she said, humanity has great strength. Great power in humanity is now coming forth. It's always been there, but it's now being brought forth because we are being morphed into the highest expression of our soul. And that's happening because more and more people are beginning to recognize the path of their soul, the power of living from the soul in their life, which is internal, and so each of us need to dive into our internal soul, knowing that that's enough.
Yeah, to allow ourselves to be what it is that we are, it's like a challenge. That it is that you can't have a strategy to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the strategies that we use for all sorts of things, oh, you know, I'm trying to do this, I'm trying mm-hmm. to do that, I'm putting effort in.
That.
Yeah, all of those things. You know, this being thing, it doesn't require any strategy.
It allows strategy.
Allowance is an incredible key. And I would say that one of the big things that really helps in that allowance is gratitude.
Mm-hmm.
The more grateful we are in relation to how it is that we experience our life, how it is that we experience the gifts that we're given, in relation to how it is that we experience what it is that's there to be experienced, the more it is that that gratitude manifests itself and it becomes a companion, then I see that as really helping us towards being.
I could turn that off. I don't know. So we're going to do a meditation at the end of the group and at the end of the show about stepping into the path of your soul, A, and recognizing that you have all that you need right there and it's enough. So, another thing that I've been doing, I've been writing little affirmations for myself. And so I've asked myself to stop, let go, and not hold on so tightly. I'm sorry about the sounds, guys. It's on my computer. I can't figure out how to turn it off right now without turning off all the sound. So anyway, we're going to ask that each of you that have a question, we've got a few here, and then we're going to talk some more about releasing. And I think we've got Karen here. Karen?
Hi.
Hey.
How are you? I had not formulated a question yet. I'll just say I'm really enjoying the show. And,
yes.
I'm looking forward to learning more about being, because I do seem to be doing a lot.
And you're it, I know. Mm-hmm. And you know, us verbals, we're doers.
Oh yeah.
You know, we make lists.
Oh yeah, and I
know how hard you are on yourself, Karen.
Oh, I know. I've been a professional at it. I'm getting better, but I actually found myself in my Monday morning prayer group saying that I was thankful for a sinus infection and sore throat that I've had, because it brought to me a new understanding of belief and healing.
Wow.
Yeah, and it's just, things do seem to be coming to me like that lately. Each month we have to decide on a spiritual leader that we want to do a report on. And I realized I needed to deepen my belief in my faith, and so I picked Ernest Holmes. And I was reading and studying in his teachings, and he says our belief needs to be as firm as we know that the sun will rise in the morning. And I had never thought of it that way in all these decades of New Thought, and I just hadn't thought of it that way. There's no wiggle room in that.
Mm-mm.
And my throat was so sore, I was afraid I was not going to be able to swallow. So I took his teachings, I made them into affirmations, and I applied that belief, and by morning it was almost virtually gone.
Wow. And so one of the things I've read, Karen, along that line is because of where we're moving energetically, it's not about belief and trust anymore. It's about knowing.
Yeah.
And
oh,
that
yes.
knowing. Mm-hmm. And the knowing comes along with the being. Being enough is knowing that you're enough. It's not believing you're enough. It's not trusting you're enough. It's greater than either one of those. And I'm so glad you brought that up, because it's about knowing it. Just like you know the sun's going to rise,
it's not really belief. I love it.
Mike wants to say something too now, Karen.
Yes, Karen, nice to talk to you. I really loved the bit where you said, you know, that you felt that this cough or this throat thing and, you know, what you were feeling was a gift. Because I think that's something that we all miss very often. The gift in what it is that we're given at a particular moment to look at. And then, not only that, but you actually did something with it. To me, that's a response from being in relation to the gift of the challenge that we're having to meet. And I think that's very beautiful.
And we were talking about earlier also taking responsibility for everything.
Yes. And that is one of my intentions.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you say to yourself, what is it that you really want to communicate, Karen? What is it that is the thing that's in you from the deeper level of what's trying to express itself through you? Because that throat thing is also an expansion in your communication, some energy that's got logged up that you want to express but hasn't been able to express itself as yet.
Yes. Oh, I so believe that. I so believe that. I have not always felt heard.
Yeah, that's what
and
it
I
is.
I have not always felt heard.
And sometimes,
and
Karen,
I'm having,
it's not on the outside of us too. It's that piece of our inside that's wanting to talk to us, and we're not listening.
Oh yes, I have not always listened.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's what we do to ourselves, you know. It's part of this being thing. The more it is that we allow ourselves to be what it is that we are, the more we have the opportunity to listen to the deeper voice, what comes from the guts, what it is that lies in the depth of ourselves. Those gut reactions are really key in relation to the journey with ourselves. You know, if it doesn't feel right, don't do it. And it's that kind of thing.
And that's where the knowing comes in. And knowing yourself, one of the things I've done over the years, I've done all kinds of things to try to get this to work toward gathering myself together over the years. And that's one of the things I've done is I've even written this in my book, is that when something happens, like, that doesn't feel good in my soul. Or I'll say that is not who I am. You know?
Oh, I like that one.
I'll say that doesn't feel good inside my soul. That's not who I am. That's not part of me. I identify things outside of myself that are coming in until I recognize what I am. I've done that over the years.
And I think another part of that you know, and this is another important thing that I'm in the middle of really examining it, is, you know, we get what we practice. You know, if we practice complaints about things, or if it is that we practice, you know, not seeing things right, then inevitably that practice leads to something that we can complain about or not see clearly. So to change what we practice, to change how it is that we look at things, can be really helpful within ourselves.
Oh, yes, definitely. Have to see it as a gift, because it is a gift, and we miss receiving the gift if we complain.
And one of the things we were talking about too earlier is that it now is the time where things are coming up for us to be tested, and we need to release it, and we can't take responsibility for other people anymore. It's detaching from that emotional attachment that we have to do something, be something for somebody else, or do something. We don't have to do that anymore. If there's stuff going on, we're not here to rescue, because it's not about the doing anymore. It's about just being the light and being and knowing who we are without feeling that we have to do something for somebody, you know?
Right. We're learning in seminary to listen instead of jumping in to tell them what to do.
Right.
Being the present. Yeah.
And I was talking about one of my clients has been asked by her father to rescue him. And I said, you can't do it, because that's his test. And he's got to learn the mastery of it. The responsibility of being who he is inside of himself has to happen. It won't happen if he is rescued. He will not gain his personal power. And see, that's that's a big thing for me, is teaching people not to be absolutely reliant on me all the time, but learn how to be reliant on yourself. I mean, I'm here to be a support. So until you can be all that you are, because you are enough.
Right.
You're teaching us how to know
to teach us how to know our own authority, our own sovereignty.
Right.
I love
that. Right. And Karen,
you're wonderful at it.
Thank you. And you know, I get tough. You do know that. You've heard me.
Yes.
You know, I'm relentless sometimes. And I'll say,
but you're lovingly tough.
I know. Yeah. I have to be the mean one, but somebody has to be.
Well, you don't want to lie to us, because that's not going to.
No. And if I'm not honest,
we're not going to go that way.
And you, then I'm no good.
Right. Right.
Because I'm working.
Especially.
Mhm.
Especially with your show like this, because if you're honest with me and say 100 other people have the same problem, then you've been honest with 100 people.
Right.
All at once.
Right.
And if you weren't, then they wouldn't know. None of us would know.
No. And there's been people I've said, I've asked them and told them how to do things, what to do, how to be, and they're not willing to do it. And I've gone over and over it. And finally, you know, after a couple of years, I'm like, you're wasting my time, my energy, and your money if you can't allow yourself to step into this spot, this place, allow yourself to be who you are, to let go of whatever's compromising you. And you know what I'm saying. They just can't let go of it.
Oh, I do.
And I'm like, when you get ready to do the work, call me back.
I know. I know someone like that in my life, that I finally just stopped taking their calls because I can't. It is. It's wasting their time and mine.
Yeah, because they really don't want. They want you to do it for them. They don't want to do it for themselves.
Right. But just, yeah. They want to be heard, and they want, but it's a complaint type of heard. They don't want to do the work. They're just not there yet.
Yeah.
So there was a lovely thing that the founder, the innovator of Aurasoma used to say, which I think is very fit. Yeah, Vicky Wall. The founder said, you know, every healer needs a healer. And I think, you know, each of us at various points in the journey, we need that support from somebody, and existence provides somebody who can give that. I think that a lot of the time, you know, what Cindy's role is, and you know, to a little extent, maybe my role, is often that situation where, you know, people are making use of what it is that's available. And then there comes a point where you have to let go and allow them the opportunity to do the work for themselves, exactly as Cindy just described.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and exactly. That's hard.
That non-attachment.
Mm-hmm.
It is, that non-attachment.
I'm loving these people. I mean, I really love them, and I have to do it. I've got people now I want to call back. I have and say, well, what's going on?
Are you ready now?
I had to let them go. Yeah. Well, yeah. Karen's been great. I want to say one more thing. Okay, do.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I love the blue. I've got on blue socks. I've got on a blue top. I've got on blue jewelry, all because of El Moria today. And I love that Mike talked about the blue.
That's wonderful, Karen.
That's amazing. That's amazing.
I love it.
Yeah, yeah.
So thank you.
Little clues of synchronicity means that we're a little bit coming close to the way.
Oh, I love it.
And blue, Mike has on a blue tie with hearts and a blue shirt. I mean, a white with blue stripes. Yeah, he's got a blue.
I just love it.
I'm in black.
Well, I have on a blue lapis heart I'm wearing as a necklace.
Mm-hmm.
And you have on blue too? My goodness.
No, I don't have on blue. I got on black. But it's because I've had so many clothes. I only had so many clothes. I only packed for a few days, and I've stayed 2 weeks.
You can think blue.
Yeah, I'll think blue.
I even put blue lights on my Christmas tree. I have a white tree with blue lights.
Wow.
Beautiful.
Fabulous.
Yeah.
Very good to hear you, Karen.
Thank you for your support. It's so good to hear you too, Mike.
Thank you, Cindy, so much. You've been
such a
help in my life.
You're welcome. Thank you. It's been great. Love you too.
Bye-bye.
So, Bob, who do we have next? Bob, okay, this is area code 515-336. Who am I speaking with? Hello, this is Cindy Bentley. Did you have any questions for us?
Hello.
Hey.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Who am I speaking with?
It's Free.
Hey, Free, how are you? I didn't recognize your number.
Yeah, how are you, Cindy?
I'm great. I'm sitting here in London with Mike Booth. I'm right beside Hyde Park.
Oh, beautiful.
So it's
so synchronistic. I just caught the beginning of the show talking about colors. And
yeah.
I did check out the Aurasoma website, and I was very impressed with the alchemy related to crystals, flower essence, and colors.
Mm-hmm.
And I
That's
just got to download
about.
A couple. What's that?
That's what we're all about.
Yeah, I love it. I think it's like next level healing alchemy. It's beautiful.
I believe it's the healing for the future, the possibility of something that can really help mankind in the next steps of the development towards the new earth. How it is that we change ourselves from Homo sapien to Homo luminous, that we may walk in beauty on the earth, that we may become the light that it is that's possible to manifest through us. These are tools that have been given that give us the opportunity to be able to do that work, to do that job, and to really allow ourselves to be what we are.
Oh, I love that word, Homo luminous.
Homo luminous.
Homo luminous.
Have you heard
That's
that before?
Perfect. I've never heard that before, and I resonate with it so much. It's so perfect.
Isn't that fabulous? Homo.
Yeah, it's our next, like, crystalline evolution, I think.
Uh-huh. Yes, yes.
Well,
yes.
It's funny, talk about synchronicity. So I just got a download yesterday of a spiritual practice where you look at a color and you decide what mood you want or how you want it to change your reality. So, like, my practice is whenever I see white, I feel good. So I just set that intention to the color white. That's for me. And I was like, okay, when I see white, I'm going to feel positive, good, love, everything associated with that. And I've been practicing it for a couple of days, and it totally works.
Yeah, I mean, you think about white, Free, and you're looking at all the colors, actually, because white reflects all of the colors. That's what makes it white. All of the rays are contained in white. So you're giving yourself, with that thought, with that feeling, with that intent, you're giving yourself the whole spectrum.
Oh, nice. I like that.
And you've always been like that, Free. You want the whole thing.
Yeah. Well, I want to be Homo Luminous on this planet so I can help lighten the world and lighten others. That's my goal.
You do that. So are you in Santa Fe still getting healing work?
Yeah, I just got to Santa Fe about a week ago, and I'm trying this new healing technology called the Pulse, and it seems to be the right direction. And everything else feels good.
Right,
I feel a lot of love here.
Mm-hmm. What's it called?
It's called the Pulse. And it's a high-frequency PEMF device, which apparently comes from Switzerland. And I just heard that in Europe it's actually very common. Apparently in Germany they have it on the ambulances, and it heals everything from what I've heard, like from staph infections to you name it. It heals bones in, like, days. Yeah.
Wow.
And it just opened here in Santa Fe last week. It's one of the only machines in the country. And so my timing is totally perfect with it.
And explain, Mike doesn't know your history, so just kind of explain him.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm sort of a miracle that I'm walking around the planet. I fell 300 feet out of the sky while I was paragliding in Colombia.
Wow.
And, yeah, and believe it or not, a 300-foot fall, I shattered my leg, but that's all that happened. And
wow. It
was my beautiful opportunity for healing growth and lessons and gratitude and all those things to be integrated into my being. And so, I've had orthopedic surgeons say that, like, I should be giving talks at orthopedic convention centers because they're, like, blown away by my healing. So I'm on a path to really discover all the different healing modalities so that I can actually be an agent of change and help in the world instead of just living for myself, essentially.
It's amazing what happens, isn't it, Free? Because, you know, like, each of us, in a sense, has placed, from a soul point of view, various events on our timelines that are there to help us to wake up to our real purpose. And your little story there, I mean, I only know a little fraction of it. I'm glad Cindy asked you to tell me that, because to me, that's a real example of how it is that we're each kind of given those opportunities. And if we take it the right way, it is to wake us up to our purpose, to wake us up to what it is that our service might be in the world to one another.
Exactly. And I think the key word you just said is opportunity. Instead of seeing it as a accident or a terrible event in your life, but you literally changing the wording so that you see it as an opportunity. And then at that point, like you said about responsibility, you have the choice to make it a, hero's journey of self-transformation or fall the other way into victimhood. And, yeah. So these things
you're the
come
hero.
Along.
You're the hero tonight, Free, I'd say. That's a beautiful story.
Thank you. I'm just a reflection.
A
Both
run.
Of you are healers. Yeah. Well, thank
you.
Yes, it has been a long journey, and I'm still on it, but I'm learning more and more things, just like learning about Aura Soma. It's just one more tool in the toolbox of healing modalities. So thank you to both of you for all the healing work that you're doing. And I think, combining all our forces, we're like the superheroes of the new Earth.
Yeah, these ripples go out in the ocean of the planetary consciousness. And, contribution, maybe we might see ourselves as very small, but those waves that go out, they're far bigger than we could imagine. Each of us in that sense are co-creators. and we're creating something new, something that's different, as part of allowing ourselves to be what it is that we are. When we do that, then we're setting up a frequency that goes into your field. And no matter how much it is that there's resistance, how much it is that things are appearing to not be heading in the direction of more awareness, more consciousness, then I believe that it's really possible that these little waves can help to bring more possibility for each of us, for the whole planet.
That's good. Yeah, each one of us is a ripple in the ocean.
Yeah, he told me that the other day. I said, you know, I'm only working on one person at a time, you know, and I'd like to get, he says, but that one person is like, starts a ripple effect. And so that's exactly right. You can hold the light for someone. Yes. Everyone you help to shift, or you help them see who they are and show them the way, then they're going to help someone else. And that one helped because we're all connected. So it has to be that way.
So it's true, just, Cindy. So true. Yeah, I love it. Even just making somebody smile at the grocery store, you might change their entire day, which changes their children's day, which changes everything. So I love it. Thank you both. I appreciate it. Yep.
Thank you, Free. Lovely to hear you.
That was Free.
Free Little Bear.
And I'm coming back tomorrow, Free.
Oh, beautiful. Well, then we'll be able to connect. I'll be here at least through the solstice.
Good. Okay.
Yay. Well, sending you lots of love, and I'll enjoy listening to the rest of the show.
Okay. Thank you, Free.
You're welcome.
And Free was my co-host for a while. Okay, who's next? Bob?
Yes. Hello?
Hey, who am I speaking with? This is Cindy Bentley.
Hi, Cindy. This is my first time on this, on your show. My name is Michael.
Hi, Michael.
Hello.
How can we help you today?
Okay, give me a second. Yes. Well,
it sounds like you're a father.
Huh? It sounds like I'm a father.
Uh-huh. You have some children?
I have a daughter.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yes. But I was going to, I called today to speak upon what's going on in my life, and I wanted to know, like, what can be the outcome of all this, like, down the road? As I'm dealing with this girl, we were together for 7 months, but we split up because we both did stuff to each other that we wasn't supposed to, and kept secrets that we didn't open up about.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's like it's a difficulty between us. It's like I'm the one that like want to stay, and she's the one that's pushing away. Because she's scared and she don't want no more problems. I think is what is gonna happen? Like I'm confused with this whole situation.
You want that or you want me? So I'm gonna be honest with you. This is an opportunity for you. Okay? It's an opportunity for you to let go for the right person to be with you. That's truly how I feel this is. She's giving you a gift. You're pretty evolved, Michael. You know that? You're pretty evolved. You need someone who can connect with you at a higher level. You understand what I'm saying? You understand what I'm saying, Michael?
I do understand.
I know it hurts.
But I'm in love with this girl, and I don't know how to let go. I don't know how to let go, and she so easily could let go.
So I'm telling you this for you to talk to yourself about it. talk to the Michael, the human, that Michael is going to be okay. It hurts. But you have to take care of yourself and move on. There's going to be lots of love. There's always love.
I keep hearing this everywhere too. Like, great things are coming my way. I just have to.
It is. But you've got to hold that light inside of you, and you've got to absolutely know that there's more for Michael than what you already have. You know it's there. It's going to show up. You believe in yourself, and you know it. Do you know that, Michael?
I do, but I wanted to be with her, and it's not going to happen.
That's the way life is. We learn from people, and it's like a test, and it can cause pain. You can choose to learn from pain or learn from joy. And sometimes pain is the way we have to learn something.
Yeah.
I know. I've had to let go of things and people that I've loved dearly. People that I've thought, but that love, and that person, that love was a good love, but the person and some of the energies within that love compromised who I am. You understand what I'm saying? Even though I would always love them, it was not something that was nourishing. It was not something that was of flowing with ease and grace. It was actually compromising. So we can look at love in a lot of different ways, and there's a lot of different love and a lot of different ways to love. Mike, you're good at love.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the only thing that comes to me, Michael, is sometimes we confuse chemistry with love. You know, chemistry is one thing, and, you know, that can be, you know, why we're attracted, why it is that we want somebody. And, you know, that's really not so much to do with love in the end. You know, when it is that we really find out what love is, then, you know, maybe we're lucky enough that it is that this chemistry too. But if it's the other way around and we look for love after the chemistry, then that can get pretty confusing and pretty painful.
And I know that's the truth, Michael. I've had that happen to me. Because I love intensely. And then I want to love, you know, and it doesn't work like that.
Yeah, I'm starting to see that.
It's confusing.
Yeah, it's very confusing.
Mm-hmm.
You need to breathe, Michael. You need to breathe deeper in yourself, and then maybe a little bit of that possibility of you loving you in the same way that you're loving this girl. You're loving you a little bit more by being a little bit deeper in yourself. Then I believe that things will really change for you radically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the way I've grown my love of myself, is I'm like, I love me more than I love you. I love myself enough to let someone go sometimes. I've had to do that a couple of times. Of course, I'm an old girl, so I've been around a lot. Yeah.
I just had a birthday the first of this month, December 1st. My birthday just passed. Yeah. Yeah, this is good.
Do we ask you how old you are, Michael?
Yeah, I'm 28 years old.
Yeah, I thought you were about 30. I have a 28-year-old too. Yeah.
That
particular age, Michael, is also, it's a time of big change for you. In a way, see it like a cycle, and you're coming to an end of a cycle, and a new cycle is going to begin. And exactly what Cindy says, maybe if you can do some letting go, then the opportunity for more love to come in your life will really begin to come about, if you can do the letting go that's necessary.
Yeah. It's hard. I'm not trying to let go.
It makes you stronger.
It makes me stronger than myself.
Yeah, you're a stronger person because of this, because what you're going to do is decide that you want a better love for you. Does that make sense?
That makes a lot of sense.
Deserving more. Have we helped you with that, Michael?
Yeah, helped me. Yeah, I did.
Good.
Thank you so much, Michael.
Good to talk to you.
You're
welcome.
Good to talk to you too.
Thanks for supporting. We're here every Monday.
Every Monday? Okay.
I'm actually
at work, and
uh-huh.
I kind of got the reading. I called it.
Good.
So I had some, my break time.
And we're archived, so you can go in and listen to any of my shows. They're all archived. Yeah. But you call in if you call in the day of the show.
Okay. Thank you so much, Cindy and Mike. Cindy, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And Mike, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Good to hear you, Michael.
Mike's
Thank
my
you
guest.
So much.
You're welcome. We're here in London, England today working. I'm usually in Santa Fe, New Mexico. But Mike's Yes.
Oh, I'm all the way in New York City.
That's fabulous, too. So
you'll
be at 5 o'clock every Monday. It's getting late here where we are, but it's 5 o'clock in New York. Thank you, Michael. Good luck.
Thank you.
And you're a very loving person, and you'll attract more love to you. It'll be okay. It is okay.
Yeah.
Have
so
a good night. Yes.
So, all right. Thank you. So this wasn't a bad read.
Okay. Good. Bob.
We have Anna next.
Okay, Anna.
Hi.
Hi, Anna. How are
Hi.
You going? How are you?
I'm okay. I'm waiting for another job.
I was hoping that would have already come about for you.
What?
I thought maybe that would have already happened.
Well, no. I'm waiting to hear back from one person where I really want to work at, and I don't know when that will be, or if I'll be working there when I'm supposed to be moving. I'm really bored at my job. I haven't felt just really hard.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see this job going through for me?
Do you feel like it's going to happen? How do you feel? Because this is about knowing yourself.
I feel excitement about around it.
Well, I think it's going to come through. But you know, things. There's not a lot that happens at the end of the year. Sometimes it's holiday.
Right.
You might not know anything till the middle of January.
And they're also waiting for some paperwork to come through to open up the place. So maybe. They said they were interviewing, and in 2 weeks they would know. Last week was 2 weeks. So another job came through, and then I don't hear back from them, but I didn't like that one too much. I wouldn't want to work there.
Mm-hmm.
But I could call them and find out. But they wanted me part-time. I need a full-time position, you know.
Sure.
I don't want to work part-time. It's like a waste of my time. And what do I do with the rest of my time, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, so I'm hanging in there, really literally hanging in there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all I can do. But, yeah, I do feel a sense of excitement. And
think about
sure.
it, you know, but you never know. You never know.
Hold that energy. That's what attracts it to you, you know, holding that knowing, that good feeling.
Yeah. And if you check with the pendulum, like, what is the percentage that it's a good fit for both of us?
The new job?
Yeah, this job that I like, yeah.
I'm getting it's about 90% beneficial for you.
Oh, that's really, really good.
It is.
Yeah, because, yeah, that's very, very good. So I'll keep you posted, okay?
All right, Anna,
and
that would be good.
In terms of my love life, I'm totally
yeah,
not interested in it.
That.
Right.
So what?
What?
I was going to ask you about that. What about
it? Totally not interested in anything or anyone. It's like completely like there's nobody even that I like, and it's like totally not non-existent, and I don't even like care or something.
Because
you're
taking good care of Anna right now. When you're ready, the right person shows up.
Yeah, you're right.
That's
when I
what
was ready,
telling me, Anna.
What?
That's what they keep telling me.
Oh.
That when I'm ready, the right person shows up.
So basically, right now, I just have to hang in there, get through these holiday times, and just
yeah.
survive.
And be and I mean, stay in gratitude, you know? Stay
yeah,
in that high.
I have to.
Uh-huh.
Very hard for me these days. But I'm gonna stay in gratitude. That's a very good suggestion. Thank you so
you
much.
Can do that.
Thank
you
for being here for us.
You're welcome, Anna. Good luck. Love you, darling.
Blessings to everyone out there. Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome, Anna. Bye-bye. Hey, Bob, who else do we have?
I think we have a new caller. It's area code 504-344.
Mm-hmm.
You want me to go to the other room?
Mm-mm. Hello?
Hey,
this is Debbie from
hey,
Louisiana.
Hi, Debbie. We've talked before.
Yes, we have. It's been a while, though.
Yes. How's it going?
Well, it's been a little rocky lately, so I wanted to check in and see if I could get some advice. I feel like there must be a new system for protection because I feel like I have a firewall with some kind of hole that people are getting in. And
Debbie, you're kind of compromised, babe.
Oh man, how did this happen?
You know, I clear myself a lot too. We're shifting so much, and I was telling Mike the other day, what happens is we're going to new levels. And as we increase our energy frequency, what used to be good for us now has to be released.
Oh, yeah.
So we're detoxing. You know that. You know the story.
I just thought that today that I must be detoxing because I've had a headache
yes.
since Wednesday. And I went to the chiropractor. He said I had a neck bone out.
Mm-hmm.
I believe somebody was kind of doing some dark, you know, intention on me. And so he put it back, and I started throwing up, like projectile vomiting, as soon as he put it back. But I haven't
wow.
kind of gotten back right, and I've been standing up for myself in a very big, bold way, which was kind of new for me, because I usually am the peacemaker.
I know. I've got you in 75% detox right now, but you're starting to speak more of your truth, too, you know.
Yeah. You can't take, you get to the wall and you just can't take it anymore.
Exactly. And you have to be you have to be your truth. And that's exactly what we're talking about today is digging your heels in and being who you are and
yep.
not trying to shift or compare or judge yourself or allow anybody else to judge you.
Okay. I can't control that. Other people.
No, you can't. That's why you have to believe and know your own self. Okay. And not be compromised by others' beliefs. It has to be your belief.
It's hard to work around people right now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's very hard.
Maybe, you know, maybe one of the things that happens is that, you know, as you become more sensitive, as you become more open, so it is that, you know, people who you could deal with before in terms of vibrational rate, in terms of energy, maybe that becomes more difficult sometimes, you know. And that shift that Cindy was talking about, the shift of consciousness or the shift of energy, as you move up a level or you kind of become clearer yourself, so it is that sensitivity also increased, you know. So, you know, the headache thing and how energy works is when we're in the middle of a detox and things move into the bloodstream, you know, that's also a symptom of an up-leveling. You know, it can be exactly that situation. And the increase of sensitivity means that you're more sensitive to the toxic environment that you're in. And that can be an emotional toxicity. It can be mental toxicity. The more it is that we allow ourselves to be what it is that we are, the more, as Cindy put it, the more you allow yourself to be the truth of yourself, so it is that then, by being who you are, then you can also clear yourself. You can be in a situation where energy flows through you more easily just by that whole thing of not getting too caught up with the thinking, to get too caught up with the feeling, but really allowing the being to come to be.
Okay. If I like leveled up, is there any way I could maybe slow this detox down? Or
time, you know, where everybody's being accelerated at this point.
Right. Let me use you've been my client. I know. I'm looking for my Derek Weaver. There it is. Can you open your left hand, Debbie? I'm going to use the Weaver on you for a little bit because you are in a lot of detox.
Yeah. Ever since I threw up, I mean, I've never thrown up like that. It was projectile. Like, I could barely control it. Obviously, I have to pay my bills, so I'm still at this place, and I'm looking for a job, you know, but it hasn't materialized yet.
You can put your hand down now.
Oh, okay.
I've got you. You're in 45% detox now.
Okay.
It's a little better.
And there was somebody I was around, and I literally just burst into tears. And another person, this is so uncharacteristic of me, he barged in on a conversation I was having at work, and I don't know what came over me, but I literally said, "This is none of your business," and slammed the door in his face. Everybody was shocked because here's everybody, you know, saying that I like everybody and I get along. And all of a sudden, this just overtook me. And I was like, I'm done.
Because you can't be anything. We're getting to a place on this journey where we're not going to be able to be anything else than the truth of who we are and what we are. And that's what the journey is letting go of everything unlike what we are so that we can master this divine being that we are, which is the truth of who we are. And you know this.
Mm-hmm.
So this is coming up so you can know yourself better. But more than anything else, Debbie, is you being in a higher level of personal power and taking responsibility for that. You know that. And so I would ask you if you can take like a salt bath tonight. You need to get some rest. You need to drink a lot of water.
Okay.
Sunlight is what I use. I walk in this, of course, you know, I live in the desert, so I've got plenty of sunlight. So I like to walk in the daylight and talk and be with nature. If you have a possibility that can help you. It helps get you centered because you are very divine. You are shifting quickly. And all the things that you can do for Debbie
to empower her, to love her, it's going to really help.
Okay. I didn't grow up Catholic, but I have a lot of saints around me.
Mm-hmm.
Is there one in particular that I should focus on? Lately it was Francis of Assisi, but mm-hmm. Benedict, you know, which is unusual because I have to go to the bookstore and find out about them. I don't know much.
Mm-hmm.
I grew up Protestant. Do you,
mm-hmm.
Can you see someone like that around me?
Mm. I'm not really into that right now. I just
talked
about divine beings with you.
Okay.
And you don't need one specifically. You just need to ask. I talk to God, to Source.
Okay.
I talk to the archangels.
Okay.
I go beyond the saints and things into.
Okay.
I like the archangels, the ascended masters.
Okay.
You know, Doreen Virtue has lots of good information in some of her old books and things about ascended masters, archangels. She has cards, all kinds of things that would be really informative and supportive for you, Debbie, that you could play with and work with.
Okay. Yeah, I was surprised that, like, when one of them would show up, but I guess God sends them to me for specific reasons, so
yeah.
I like what you said.
Yes, just accept it as a gift.
Whew. Okay.
Are you feeling better?
I am feeling better. My headache is lightened up. I mean, I've had it since Wednesday. It's crazy.
You were
in a lot so much better.
Good. You were in a lot of detox.
And that's just because I was going up in vibration?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I do the same thing. We all do. It's a journey.
Okay.
Because you're very divine. You're very divine. And we're all on this journey to know how divine we are. So you have to let go of all the compromise.
Oh, Lord. Yeah. It's been too much. I don't even know who I was anymore. You know, you're just like, wow.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Wow.
And
protection, you just asked the archangels and God to protect you?
Mm-hmm. I asked Archangel Michael for protection.
Okay.
And also to cut away any cords or anything attached to me. And then I call on Saint Germain with the violet flame to burn away anything.
Okay.
And you can do the same.
Okay. Oh, I'm so glad I called. Thank you so much.
So listen to us. We're here every Monday, and thank you.
Okay, I'm going to keep listening.
Thank you, Debbie.
Okay.
Let us know how you are next week, okay?
Bye.
I sure will. Okay. Thank you.
Bye. Okay. Hey, Judy.
Hey, Cindy, how are you?
I'm good.
Hi, Mike.
Hi.
Hi. So, like the last 3 days, my energy, I mean, all this talking about energy, my energy has just been one of anxiousness, just angst. And it's like everything, the communication with people, I'm in sales and I feel like people aren't listening, aren't connecting, and it's real frustrating. And, you know, I feel a big shift in my personal life and letting go of toxic relationships and things that aren't working. And, you know, it's making me very anxious. And I don't know if it's a negative energy field around me or what's happening. And I'm just feeling drained after I'm with people. I just feel like I just want to get in bed because I'm so drained. So is it me? Is it the energy? Like, what is happening here? Is it, you know what I'm saying?
So think about, you know, being in sales at this time of year. You know, we're approaching Christmas. You know, everybody's got this frenzy about, you know, what it is they're going to get for some other, you know, what it is that they need to buy. You know, there's an energy there which is like leading up to what is actually a very big turning point in the year. The equinox that's coming up, you know, very soon, we're getting closer and closer to it, is like a peak in energy. And, you know, when Christianity adopted that time of year as the birth time of the Christ, so, you know, then it is, that was for a reason. And that reason is there's a big build-up that goes on up to that point in time. The anxiety, you know, you go into the feeling. And what I'd like you to do with me just for a moment is just describe to me what the actual feeling is in terms of sensation. Don't put the label there, anxiety. What is that sensation that you actually feel?
You know, it's a little bit of angst, a little bit of impatience, perhaps.
Yeah, but those are labels, you know. Those are, Judy, they're not the actual feeling, you know. Like, go more in the direction of where does it actually feel in the body? What is that feeling in the body? What is it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a feeling of, it makes me feel a little bit sick. It makes me feel a little bit tired.
So would that be solar plexus then, Judy?
Perhaps. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like,
when you feel into that area, does it feel tight?
Yeah, like my shoulders feel tight. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, what is stopping you letting go, Judy?
I don't know. That's a great question. I don't know.
You know, maybe you're holding on to something that you don't need anymore. You know, allowing yourself to be what you are. This is what we're talking about this Monday evening here in London. Cindy and I have come together. We're trying to sort of communicate something about this allowance, this allowing you to be who it is that you are. You know, and that involves letting go. Very often, you know, what gets us caught up in the mental, emotional dilemmas that we enter into is when it is that we're getting such strong messages from the body that it is that, you know, we can't avoid the identification with what we call anxiety. Often it's just a sensation, a closing in solar plexus. It's a contraction within the cell rather than allowing you to be who it is that you are, allowing that sense of, you know, a real letting go. Like if you just, you know, for instance, just let go of the breath right now. Just wait until the new breath comes so that you open your mouth and you just really breathe out like a big sigh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like that. Like that. Now, how does that feel, Judy?
It feels good.
Yeah, more of that, Judy. More of it. Practice that one.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You know, I think that what you're in is you're, you know, we've just been talking about increased sensitivity. You know, we're all moving towards that sense of a new possibility. I believe that next year is going to be really a big opening. And this increase of sensitivity for people who are really beginning on the way or actually on the way, then, you know, a lot of letting go now is really necessary to come to this sense of being who it is that we are.
Right.
It's hard to be who we are if we're compromised. So part of this being who we are is surrendering to who we are. And if we don't do it consciously, then our body's going to, right now, it's going to force us to.
Right.
Things will happen. I've been talking about this with several people. If we don't get it right now, they're going to be more and more our things put in front of us until we master allowing ourselves to be true to who we are, which is being responsible and being in your personal power. We have to love ourselves. I write on my newsletter every week a quote that Karen, who spoke earlier, told, said in a letter to me once. It's love yourself as if your life depended on it.
Mm.
That was something I've worked on with several of my clients, is just keep loving yourself.
Mm-hmm. Right. And letting go of things that don't work.
Yeah. Because you're going to continuously have more and more of the same until you learn to let it go.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Sometimes, you know, when it is that we feel these things in the solar plexus, you know, it's almost, as you described it, like nausea. You know, there's another emotion which is very linked to that, which is excitement. You know, sometimes, you know, we mistake the chemistry of the body and we say, oh, that's angst or that's anxiety. But it might actually be an excitement about something that's going to come that might be a great thing in the life, you know. But we don't actually cognize that. We don't actually believe it. We say, oh, no, I'm nervous about this. I'm nervous about that. Because the sensation is actually quite similar in relation to the chemistry and what it is that happens there.
I want to add something, like saying something about, I'm highly sensitive, much too much so sometimes. But one of the things I've learned from so many years of meditation is that my body and my soul starts getting excited about things before I and my mind can recognize it. And so I now know myself well enough that I can feel it, and I'm like, something big's about to happen, or I am so excited, I can feel it. My heart, my soul, it's on my divine pathway, but in my mental body, I haven't realized it yet. But the rest of me is already there. Does that make sense?
It does, and I knew that you were going to say that. My intuition, I knew that you were going to say that. I do feel that a big year of change is coming, just all around me. I feel a lot of change, but I also feel a lot of people coming to me, like a lot of people coming to me, and it gets a little overwhelming sometimes, to where, you know, I have to manage that, and I think that's what you know, triggers some of this. But just lately, I was just listening to what other people were saying, and like a lot of change, and just, you know, really just in the past 3 days, I've just felt it intensify. And I can't really specifically say what may have triggered that, or there was nothing that in particular that brought that on, just the feelings just heightened.
But, you know, there's also planetary things happening now at a gigantic level that are affecting us. They're sensitive also. And we had the new moon last week. I'm very sensitive to energies that are coming in, and I'm sure you are too.
Mm-hmm. Probably so.
More letting go, more of this sort of deep breathing and trusting what's underneath that solar plexus energy, allowing yourself that opportunity to just breathe a little bit deeper in yourself. And I think you'd be surprised about how it is that things begin to unfold in a different way.
Thank you so much.
It's okay. That's one of the things I do. I'll just talk to Cindy. And I've talked to so many of my clients. I say, what I see in how I operate is that there's the divine being and there's the human being. They're both Cindy. And this divine being needs to take care of the human being and pay attention in that physical form. Take care of Judy.
Right.
Allow Judy to breathe into the deeper parts of herself and to be more who it is that she is.
Her truth.
Stand in her own power.
Thank you so much.
Thank you
for taking my call. Thanks for
taking my
call.
Good to hear you.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
So, Bob?
Yes, Cindy.
Bob, do you have any questions for us tonight? You or Nancy? I've got a couple of minutes before we do the meditation.
I don't think so, Cindy.
Okay. You guys doing okay then?
We're doing great. It's just wet here and cold.
You ought to be over here in England. It's rained every day I've been here except one. And that was the day we got to the farm.
Yeah, the one day we really needed it to be dry, Bob, we managed to get up to the farm for what Orosoma is really behind the whole thing. The farm is a mile-long chakra system, and Cindy got to experience that and helped with some of the bringing the energies into that chakra system for the being in the land to begin a little bit more awakening. And I believe microcosmically that was a very important event, and it also ripples into the collective.
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
It's been amazing. Yeah, and that was the one day we had sunlight.
We did have a lot of sun that day.
The rest of the time it's been rain every day. I mean, I take the baby out to ride in the stroller and I have to come back because it's pouring rain. But, yeah, and I'm like, tomorrow I'll be in the desert. You know, so it's okay. It's okay. So, So, we're going to do some meditation here for a bit. And I want, there's people on the line and there's people all over the world and people that are listening in. And we want to talk about and bring in these energies that are supportive and help us to release what it is that no longer serves us, that gets in the way of us being, that anything that compromises us from feeling that we are enough in every ounce of who we are. So I want everybody to get in a comfortable position.
Yeah, just relaxing a little bit. Mm-hmm. Allowing yourself to drop the shoulders a bit, maybe loosening the jaw a little, allowing the eyes to rest back in their sockets. Just really feel for the hands, whether they're holding tension or the feet or the toes. Just feel them all letting go. A letting go that allows the being to come forward. Trust in that possibility in this moment that we can drop down inside ourselves, letting go the tensions, letting go the stresses, really allowing ourselves to be what it is that we are. There's a great phrase that comes to mind that I think biblically it says, "Be still and know that I am God." The more it is that we can enter into the let go, the more it is that we can allow ourselves to be what it is that we are, the more we can just trust that the breath comes and goes freely of itself rather than being held on to or being controlled. That out breath is such a great key in relation to coming down into the belly. To allow ourselves to trust the star that lies deep within us, to trust that star that is a guiding light as a source of our being, a source of the energy that can be renewed and resourced within ourselves. The opportunity to be able to take a moment and to really trust, to be able to be who it is that we are.
And as we bring in more of who we are and more of the divine being that we are, more and more of the blocks, the issues, the density that's blocking those energies and frequencies of the truth of our soul, we're letting go of everything that is unlike our truth. With great power, we can release
all that is not our truth and surrender to our divine beingness. We know that we are whole and enough. And anything that's compromising who we are is now released. And I call on Saint Germain with the violet flame to help and support each of us in burning away all that needs to be released. Any attachments that are attached to any energy field in our mental body, our physical body, our spiritual body, our emotional body, our auric field, all things in any timeline, any universe, any dimension, any aspect of each person, we ask that Archangel Michael with the blue flaming sword cut it all away. And we're asking that Saint Germain burn it away as we allow it to be removed and release all that is not the truth of who we are. And we give great gratitude for this divine cleansing. And as we let this go, we step into a higher vision of our soul journey, of our purpose, more clarity, knowing that we are divine beings and that all of who we are is enough. Without having to do or be, we are enough. And we thank ourselves and we admire who we are in all of our power and all of this courage and all of this strength that we're having and that we're using to be who we are. We are strong divine beings, powerful beyond our wildest imagination. We are so very powerful. We're so very powerful that we volunteer to be here and be what we are in this moment and hold on to the power and the wholeness of exactly who we are. Feel this in all of your being. Know that you are whole, that you're more than enough. As you move forward on this journey, on this planet, at this time. Everyone breathe and let it go.
And with each out breath, that possibility of letting go, a letting go into all it is that we can be and are, a letting go into that blueness, that's beyond the thinking, beyond the feeling, beyond the mind, to allow ourselves to be what it is that we are in this moment. There's a freedom that exists when it is that we immerse ourselves in that blue. The blue of peace. The peace to all the beings that we've been in the past. We feel that peace traveling back through the timeline, touching all the beings that we've been. To be able to find the opportunity in the new moment for that peace to go through all the cellular levels, through all the DNA that affects all of the ancestral heritage that we're in and all of the antecedents that follow us. And so it is that that peace transcends all the limitations. Peace to all the beings within each being that's listening here now. They come to that peace that transcends all limitations. Peace to all the beings that we yet to be. In the near future or the far distant future. Feel for that peace moving forward through time as anonymous gift from who you are now to who you are yet to be, that peace may be there waiting for you in each new moment as it arises, that peace that passeth all understanding is there for who it is that we are yet to be. Peace to all beings throughout all time and space. May we come to that peace in this moment that transcends all limitations.
And in this peace, we feel safe to be and release all that we are. We feel safe just to be who we are. It's good. It feels great. And so I want each of you to sit in this moment. We're going to play a little music. And just sit in this moment. And connect into all that you are. Make sure you're grounded, drinking water, rest well. And we'll be back next Monday. Sending all of Mike and I are sending all of our love and support, knowing that all is in divine order with each of you, knowing that you are the divine being that you came here to be, to show the way, to hold the light. You are the light. And so it is. We thank you for listening. We thank you for your support. We thank Bob. We thank Mike Booth. And we'll be back in Santa Fe next Monday.
Thank you, Cindy. It's been a real pleasure to be with you these last two Mondays. Mm-hmm. I really feel, you know, to contribute to your show and to be able to be with you. It's been such a joy, such a pleasure.
Thank you, Mike. We've had a great time. I feel like he's my brother, for sure. We've done this before somewhere, sometime, someplace. Thank you.